I must do my part for the honour of my house. Wouldn't you agree? Yet how? Well, my legs may be too small for my body, but my head is too large. Although I prefer to think it's just large enough for my mind. I have a realistic grasp of my own strengths and weaknesses. My mind is my weapon. My brother has his sword, King Robert has his war hammer, and I have my mind. And a mind needs books, as a sword needs a whetstone, if it is to keep its edge. Tyrion tapped the leather cover of the book. That's why I read so much, Jon Snow. The boy absorbed that all in silence. He had the stark face, if not the name. Long, solemn, guarded, a face that gave nothing away. Whoever his mother had been, she had left little of herself in her son. "What are you reading about?" he asked. "Dragons," Tyrion told him. "What good is that? There are no more dragons," the boy said with the easy certainty of youth. "So they say," Tyrion replied. "Sad, isn't it? When I was your age, I used to dream of having a dragon of my own."
"You did?" the boy said suspiciously. Perhaps he thought Tyrion was making fun of him.